What if the smartest way to get into property investing isn't a house at all? That's the question in today's mailbag from someone who wants to invest but looks at the residential market and feels like it's out of reach. Now, a friend has been in their ear, reckons they should be looking at commercial property instead. But is that really the underrated way to start investing? Or is it just a riskier bet in disguise? So, welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry. Get the answers you need right now.
Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in this market. realestate.co.nz gives you so many ways to search and so much information to help you make decisions. realestate.co.nz. Download the app today.
All right, and it's Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz in the hot seat. You ready for the letter?
Am I what? Bring it on.
Let's go. All right. Hi, Francis. I keep hearing that property is the way to wealth, but honestly, the whole residential market feels out of reach for me right now. Every time I look at houses in Auckland, feels like I'd be drowning in debt for decades. Now, a friend at work told me I should look at commercial property instead. Apparently, the returns can be better. I'll admit, I have no clue what I'd even be looking for in a commercial investment. Is it the location, the type of tenant, the lease? How do you even compare something like that to a house or apartment? I'd love to know what actually makes a good commercial property and whether it's really better than going the residential route. Thanks. Look, I think I hear a lot of these sorts of themes in questions that people send me, the idea that you use property to build up your wealth, but they're feeling a bit locked out. So that's why I thought this was an interesting letter for us to talk about, the idea that you could maybe look at commercial instead. What do you think? How is it tracking? How do you even compare the two, commercial versus residential?
Well, there's two things I just want to quickly touch on before I go to your question, which is, firstly, if there's eye-watering numbers in the residential market, you might want to get the tissues for the commercial market. So I know that the listener had said that they were specifically looking in Auckland. So thinking about the residential market, we're sort of looking at an average asking price of $1 million. You shoot up to $4 million for commercial. So
as an average.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. I mean, it might get slightly cheaper in the office space department at $2 million. And we're talking Auckland market here. If the residential market is eye-watering for you, you certainly need to check out your numbers for commercial. If you don't know anything about the property market, the commercial property market at all, it's probably not a place I would start. There's quite a lot of research that I would suggest that you do, and we'll talk more about that as well, before you even want to start thinking about this market. But look, let's explore those. What's been happening in the commercial market? Well, it is fair to say that it is certainly following the trend of the residential market. So we had a peak in the residential market about $1 million, and that was in January of 2022. Well, that same peak was at 3.6 million nationally. Eye-watering a wee bit, but 3.6 million in February of 2022. So that's the difference between the sort of residential and commercial market, $1 million versus 3.6. And when you're looking at that nationally today, we see that the residential home market, it's about 850,000. Fresh data just came out yesterday, actually. And the commercial market is down to about 3 million. So we're looking at around a 15 and 16% drop off the peak. And that's sort of that 2022, right at the beginning of 2022 markets. So it's fair to say that the commercial market and the residential market are still seeing the same trends.
Interesting. Are they often locked in like that? Or is this an interesting blip? Do they tend to follow each other around?
The residential property market is driven by the likes of demand. So as the population growing, whether that be organically or through people coming, migrating to New Zealand. It's also around the amount of demand and supply, so people actually wanting to move, and also how fast a house is building. Whereas when you look at the commercial property market, that's driven a lot on the economy. So is there in the thriving economy? I mean, if we're in a recession, businesses go backwards. So therefore, the amount of people who can lease those properties go backwards. So therefore, potentially the sale price of commercial buildings goes backwards. So it's quite driven on the economy. Now, look, they are, of course, they're all intertwined. Like if we've got more people here buying more goods, migrating in, population growth, more houses being built, of course, there is more people who need more things, that need more services, that need more businesses, right? So yes, they are quite intrinsically linked, but they certainly are just a slight difference on what will drive them up or down.
Okay, very interesting there. Well, of course, we are in a very rough economy at the moment. So if you have some cash, then potentially a good time to be looking at bargains. But like you said, commercial property, not necessarily a bargain. So this person has been told by a coworker, oh, commercial property, try that out instead. I mean, are there bargains that you find in commercial property? Can you hunt around that lower end? Or do you just need to buckle up and be like, no, no, this is going to be quite a big investment?
A bargain is always an interesting term, right? Because it's quite personal. I mean, if you are someone who has $5 million in the bank and is looking to spend $2 million of that thinking that's a bargain, then hey, all power to you and you go, girl or boy. You know, that's awesome. But in terms of the commercial market, look, I think it's really one of those things where you really want to understand it quite, you really want to do your due diligence and understand the data before you kind of start to dabble in this area, because the reality of it is that you still need a business to come in and lease that property for you. So it's not so much like the residential market where whether the economy is good or the economy is bad, people need a place to live.
Yeah.
So that's where the risk is quite a bit lower. But, you know, you've got to be thinking about bargains. I mean, again, it really depends on your type of budget and what you are, what's your risk appetite as well. But look, you know, I think that there's always different opportunities in different markets. And as you said, we are in a recession at the moment. So perhaps there are some buildings that people have overinvested in at the peak of the market that are wanting to move them on. And you're thinking, actually, no, this is something that I want to dive into, that I really want to understand more. And yes, I want to start investing in here. But look, that will really depend on an individual basis. But what I would say as a blanket rule, you really need to understand the risks, the market, and what it is that you are hoping to achieve from this investment.
100%. I've actually talked to people before who've said that they see commercial property as having a bit more risk to it, but sometimes higher returns. Would you agree with that statement?
I would agree with that, yes, because you are dead right. There are far greater risks. So as an example, for residential properties, you need around 20 to 40% if you're a pure investor as the deposit for it. When you're looking at commercial, it's more around 40 to 50% deposit. So you're having to, if you're looking at that $3 million property, you're still having to find $1.5 million for that, because the banks are going, the chance of there being a challenge with the lessee, if they leave and you struggle to get a new one in, you've got to be able to pay for it potentially up to quite a significant period of time. However, with a house, your tenants leave, the chances are you're probably going to find someone within 4 to 6 weeks. You know, that's a pretty reasonable time frame. And you can do things like, you know, drop the rent by $50 a week and you can probably service that. If you're looking at quite a high interest rate, because you've got to remember that interest rates are typically higher on commercial properties than they are in the residential space. So if you've got quite a substantial mortgage, you've got quite a high interest rate, and you lose your tenant, it could be quite a while before you get someone back in there and they can be in there paying rent. So yeah, I would say it is a more risky investment typically than it is in the residential.
Find the perfect property faster with realestate.co.nz, the home of property. Realestate.co.nz allows you to search the way you want based on your budget, the location, the type of house. You can even draw on the map to find properties in a specific area. You can filter by price range, number of bedrooms, even keywords like brick and tile. If you're keen to avoid buying at auction, you select to view houses with the price displayed. That's super helpful, especially if you're using your KiwiSaver. When you've narrowed down your search, realestate.co.nz will alert you when a new property that matches it hits the market. Download the realestate.co.nz app to find your perfect property faster.
So if someone's listening to this and then we haven't put them off yet, you know, this person was saying they don't even know where to start on how they would assess a commercial property. And I think for residential, we all kind of know because we live in houses, right?
Mm.
So if you're looking residential, I mean, to my mind, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking things like, you know, the location, the school zones, maybe commute times, things like that. And you can look at those and sort of think, okay, how desirable is this house? If you're trying to make a similar assessment for a commercial property, are there things that you consider on that?
In the commercial world, the tenant is key. So it's really about looking, is this a tenanted property and who's tenanting it?
So if it's already tenanted, that's a big plus.
Huge plus.
Okay.
Because typically the lease on, so you think about when you sign up your, you know, you're looking to rent, you sign up probably 12 months maybe as a rental agreement. In the commercial property world, it's more like 3 to 10 years.
Wow.
Most people have a significantly longer leasing term because they are in there, they're building this building out to service their business. So they put shelves in there, they put kitchens in there, they've, you know, whatever it is that they need. So they do need a lot more stability to make sure that that building can stay theirs for a period of time. And then that also gives you the stability as the owner of that property. So what we've got to think about is it tenanted? Who's it tenanted to? And how long is that lease for? Is it perhaps a smaller company that might be more at risk if there's economic fluctuations? Or is it a, you know, a bigger New Zealand company or perhaps a bigger global company that, you know, they can afford, they've got a bit more leeway, shall we say, when they perhaps the economic shocks come about? Thinking about things like, is the property earthquake strengthened?
Yeah.
You know, it's because, you know, you can't lease it out if it's not, especially in the lights of a Wellington market. You know, there's been a lot of chat about that, and probably Christchurch has had a big revamp over the years. But certainly, you know, like checking out the quality of the building, checking out the quality of the area. So who else is in that area? You might have, say, a vacant lot at the moment, but there are some really big brands around there that attract a lot of customers, a lot of clientele. So therefore, the chance of getting another tenant in there might be, you know, an opportunity for you. The other thing I would say as well is, you know, there's depending on what type of market we're in will depend on what type of properties have a bit more demand for them. So I'll give you an example. After COVID, when everybody was locked in their houses and a lot of people went online, warehousing, you could not buy it for love nor money. Because, of course, all the supermarkets and the big retailers went, right, we can't get people into stores, so we need distribution centres right across New Zealand to get food and goods into the homes of Kiwis. And so that was an economic shift that happened that then made a certain type of commercial property very valuable. So if you've got a big mall going up, well, should you buy a retail or, you know, should you look at retail options in and around that? Well, is the big mall going to contribute to your customer flow or is it going to steal from your customer flow? So it's thinking about those different types of A, the economy, what it's doing, but also what type of property it is and where it is as well and how that's going to really impact the ability to get a tenant, as I said, because that's the key here and also that clientele in to keep that business alive.
That is so interesting. What I'm really picking up there is if you're interested in commercial property, yes, you're keeping an eye on the property world and how that might work in your advantage. You're also, as part of that, really keeping an eye on the business world and the economy and any trends you spot there, because that's going to have a huge impact. Of course, if you're getting businesses in there, you're thinking what businesses are doing well, what sort of physical spaces do they need? And you're targeting that, which in hindsight is incredibly obvious to me, but I don't actually think that I'd picked up on that before you laid it out.
There's a lot more to it when you are looking to invest in commercial property. And look, some people just really want to do it. Like I have the privilege of working with a wonderful lady at work. Her father has been really big into commercial investing. She hasn't quite got there yet, but that's on her list and she really wants to do it. So man, she keeps a tab on what's going on in the commercial building market, what's happening in the warehousing and retail and office spaces, you know, and she thinks about and has a big sort of passion and interest in the economy for that exact reason. So, you know, if you are out there and you're going, wow, that is a lot to digest, but there's still a little sparkle of hope in there. You know, I was thinking about your Happy 1 Year podcast, by
Thanks.
The way. And I was listening to that. And, you know, one of the points you made on there was you've just got to start by starting.
Yeah.
It's a little bit challenging to dip your toe in the property world, but man, you can absolutely start with things like understanding the data, understanding why, what's your purpose and why do you want to really lean into commercial property? Okay, well, let's start. Okay, I'm going to have to think about a larger deposit. And so how am I going to get that? I'm going to have to think about which banks will lend to me. Maybe I start investigating that. So just start by starting. You know, there's a lot to digest, especially if you haven't invested in residential property yet to dip your toe into the commercial world. But, you know, like if that's something that's a real passion of yours and you really truly believe in it, then, you know, start, as you said, start by starting and start with that understanding of all the markets.
I come out with so many pearls.
Ta-da. I'll always take the compliment. No, I think that's really true, though. If you're maybe in the position where you don't quite have the cash together yet, but you know in some form you want to do this in the future, well, there's going to be a learning curve. Start the learning curve, because the amount of people I've talked to, I mean, we did this on a previous podcast, the accidental house buying.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you start getting your ducks in a row and an opportunity comes up that you can't, it's a stretch, but you can stretch to it sooner than you thought. And it actually happens so much more often than people think. So start getting those ducks in a row. Start the learning curve. To me, that's the big takeaway from this.
You're absolutely right. Start poking your nose in the commercial property market. Look at listings. Look at what's being leased out there. Look at what's available. See what's coming up with economic trends. Read some economist reports. Yeah, I'd say dipping your toe in absolutely that. Start poking your nose around. There is a plethora of information for you to check out.
Love it. Thank you so much, Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz. Now, she's answered your questions before. You always love the data that she can rip out for us. So if you want more, send us your questions. Let's get them answered. ask@francescook.co.nz. And I will chuck that email address into the show notes so you don't even have to worry about spelling it. Until next time.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.